Today's daf is daf lamed beis vav metzia. We're going to begin by the Mishnah metzah b'refes.
Okay.
So the Mishnah metzah b'refes, if one found an animal in a stable, he found this animal in a stable belonging to his owners. The halacha is ein chayav bam. He's not obligated to return it to its owner. Now, so that's the word. So matzah b'refes, if you found an animal in the stable, so then ein chayav, but he's not obligated to return it to his owner. We'll explain what that means. Rishus harabim, if he found an animal in Rishus harabim, then the chayav, but he's obligated to return it to the owner. If an animal was lost in a graveyard in a beis akvaris and a kohen found it, so the halacha is lo yitamalo. He does not become tummy to return either. As a mitzvah zase, so hashemas avedu. There's also a leis zase not to be tummy. So price of beis akvaris yitamalo. Omer le'aviv hitame. If his father said to him, become tummy. Oy shomer le. When the kohen's father said to become tummy. Or somebody else told him. Another, let's say somebody told him, not a Kain, another father tells Yisrael, Al Tachzer, do not return it. Allah is Laish Malay, you should not listen to him because he's violating the Tetera. There's a union of Kibbutz of Aim, but not when it violates the Tetera. Now, Parak Vitan, if one unloaded a Masa Bruta from an animal collapsed in under his weight, and then later, Parak, he unloaded it. And then Vitan, and then later loaded it onto the animal. Parak Vitan, and later unloaded it again. I feel Abraham Chamisha Pamim, even in a scenario where it repeats four or five times, Chayev is obligated to continue unloading and loading it. Shenemar, as it says, Ozif Tazir, you shall release it with him. Right, even several times. So, halach v'yashav loy, because the owner went and sat and said to the passerby, since there's a mitzvah in common upon you, the Torah says that you have to unload the burden. So, in retzein chalifnik preik, if you wish to unload the burden, unload it. But I'm not going to help you. Halach is pater. Why is he bothered? Because remember, it says, imoy, you should release it with him, with the owner of the animal.
Can get us, he wants you to work and get out.
Now, imoy is zaken ayachayla, if the failure of the owner to participate in unloading the burden was due to the fact that he was old or he was sick, lalachis, chayim, then the passerby is obligated to unload the burden alone. Mitzvah minatera lifrek, avalodutin. Now, and what does that explain what that means? There's a mitzvah minatera to unload the burden, but there's no mitzvah to load it. Shimon says, no, afflicting there's even a mitzvah to load the burden. Basically, he says, if there was a burden upon an animal greater than his typical burden, he does not need to attend to it. Shemnamer, as the data says, under his burden, which means that there's an obligation with regard to a burden that the animal can bear. This is just a recap of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a person had found an animal in his owner's stable, so there's no mitzvah to go return it to him because it's obviously it belongs to the owner. If he found an animal or Rishus Rabin, so then he has to go ahead and machras it to try to find the owner. If the animal was in a beis akvaris, so then halacha is, and he's a kohen, so there's no mitzvah, then he should not be mitamer. If the father tells him, there's a kohen, go be mitamer, or the father tells him, don't return it, halacha is, do not listen to your father. One should not listen to his father. If he's unloading the burden, and then he unloaded and unloaded, and each time he collapsed, so even four or five times, halacha is chayiv to help him, like it says, ozib tazib. If the guy sits on the side and says, it's a mitzvah min ha-teda, you should help me, and I'm going to sit on the side, so the halacha is, he's putter. As the teda says, imoy, if it was a zup and a chayiv, then he's chayiv. Mitzvah
in the state.
You're just saying, in general, yeah. If I see in your rishus,
yeah.
I leave it alone. Don't do anything. There's no. Don't start making this. Don't start making achrazes that we assume that it belongs to the owner. So fash is a pshat. What does he say there? No door in the bank. Okay, now it's a mitzvah minateda too. unload the burden, but there's no mitzvah to load the burden. Shema says Alf Litin, basically says, if there was a burden upon the animal greater than the typical burden, then the halacha is he does not need to tend it, as it says, other's burden. In other words, it has to be a burden that the animal can bear. You can't go put on a ton, something the animal can handle, and say, oh, I was a thousand yuma, you have to help me. Okay, the Mishnah teaches that if one found an animal in a stable, so he need not return it to its owner. That's what the Mishnah said. So Amar Abba, Rabba said, Refesh Amru, the stable that the Chachamim mentioned, Eine Masiv, Eine Meshameres. The stable the Chachamim mentioned in the Mishnah is one that neither encourages the animal to stray, which means it's not 100% open, Eine Meshameres, but also,
but luck.
It's not secure. It doesn't secure the animal so they will not flee. And the Gemara explains what Rabba means. Eine Masiv, we say that it does not encourage the animal to stray. Why? How do we know that? For the fact that the Tana teaches he's not obligated to return it. And the fact that it's not secure, what do we mean? The fact that it was necessary for the Tana to teach, he's not obligated in this return. Now, the Gemara continues its explanation in Rava's statement. So, if it enters your mind to say that it is a stable, that if, no. So, if it enters your mind to say that it is a stable that secures the animal, now, why? In a case where one found the animal outside a stable, so that he brings it inside a stable of that type, and thereby returns it, the animal to his owner. So, in the case that he found the animal inside the stable, is it necessary to teach that he's obligated to return it to the owner? Obviously, don't do anything with it. No, rather, learn from here. Talking about a case that the stable mentioned in the Mishnah is not secure, does not secure the animal, and thereby there's a possibility that one has to return it. Therefore, we learn from here that if a stable is neither encourages the animal to stray nor secures the animal, you don't do anything with it. Mishnah teaches, Mitzav, Refes, Enechayiv, if one found the animal a stable belonging to its owner, Enechayiv is not obligated to return it. Amar Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzchok says, Ushay Medes Chus Patchum, Alacha is only in the case where the animal is standing within the city limits. So the Gemara says, Mechlal, you can learn from here that, you learn from here that if an animal was found in a public area, he's obligated to return it. Even if it was in the city limits, he's also obligated to return it. So the Gemara says, "Aim of the Master La Seifa." There are those who teach a statement with regards to the latter clause in the Mishnah. Rosh Hashanah Chayibav. He found that in Rosh Hashanah he's obligated to return it. Amar Rav Yitzchok says, "Ushemel is full tachum." The halacha is the case where the animal is standing beyond the city limits. Michlal, we learn from here that Benefes and Pidul Emelis full tachum. Learn from here that in the case where the animal was found in a stable, even if the animal is standing beyond the tachum, Nami in the Chayibav, he's also not obligated to return it. He's not obligated in its return. Mishnah says, if an animal was lost in a graveyard, or was found by a pagan, he may not become tamei to return it. Now, in a case where a kohen's father said to him, become tamei, or in a case where one was obligated to return the animal and the father said, do not return it, the Mishnah said he may not listen to his father. How do we know that he should not listen to him? As it says, it says, every man shall fear his mother and his father, and you shall observe my Shabbos, I am Hashem. What does that mean? It says, you, parents and child, are obligated in my honor. Therefore, if a parent commands a child to refrain from observing a mitzvah, he must not obey the command. Gemara says, what's the reason that a kohen was not obey his father's command to become tamei? It's because the Torah writes, you shall observe by shetada, alav al chiyav amina, and it's his late. Without this saying of ani Hashem or shafsisi dishmeidu, I would think you're allowed of amaya, asay, but leis asay, lecheda, one is an asay, one is a leis asay, and we know the din is, but leis asay, doth leis asay, but asay, and asay cannot come a deja, and asay, and a leis asay. So why do I need to have this blessing? Mar says, I need to have the buzzer of Hashem. I would think, since honoring one's father and mother is equated to the honor of the Eivishter, says, your honor your father and your mother. And it says, Hashem, honor your Hashem from your wealth. Hilkach, late is late. Therefore, one would think that the Kohen has to obey his father's command to become Tamiz, like the Abister. Therefore, the Torah teaches us that the Kohen is commanding not to listen to. What's the famous joke? The guy says, the Abister with Helfman, the Abister with Helfman. Father asks him, if he gets the Machan and Parnasan, Abister with Helfman. So his father turns to his friend and says, he thinks I'm the Abister. Okay. Mitzvah Menateda, Lifrek Avalelitin. Is a mitzvah Menateda to unload a burden?
Because there are places where you're allowed to be called, you're allowed to do a, you're allowed to do license like Paraduma. You're allowed to, you become Tumin in order to make a.
Why is that license saying?
You are becoming Tumin. Or Brady Shabbos to do a bris.
There are. Right, but that's
you,
not.
That's why it has to be more obvious here that there are places where you might think that the father, if you make that connection, that.
Right.
The father's like it.
Like what?
Not like the Abishur. Demboy said, everyone, your parents also don't.
Right.
Your parents can't tell you to be. Mechal something and
right, you do it. Yeah, yeah. Fine. The Mishnah said, Mishnah and Atera, they're afraid of all the other. There's a mitzvah by Terra Lot to unload a burden, but there's no mitzvah to load the burden. My Avalitin, what does the Mishnah mean by saying, but there's no mitzvah to load it? Elam Avalitin Klal, if we say it means there's no mitzvah to load it at all, Mishnah Prika. So what is the difference about unloading the Sib Ozit Tazi Imay? With regards to which it says, you shall release it with him. With regards to loading it as well, the Tata says, you're saying, why? The Tata says, you shall lift up with him. Allah, rather, where it says, what the Mishnah means to say, there's a mitzvah to unload the burden for free, but there's no mitzvah to load it for free, rather, it's a mitzvah to perform for suffer. Help him. Want to go ahead and put him back in the stress that you can charge. Shimon says, no. Af litin b'chinam. The Teda means that you load it for free. Tanin l'ha d'tan anabonon. We learn from the Mishnah which the Chum taught in a b'raisa. Tika b'chinam. Tika b'sachar. Shimon Eimer, azay b'zay b'chinam. Both are... Now, friendly the money, maita maita abonon. What is the reason of the Pin d'chachamim that there's a distinction between unloading and loading with regards to pay. He says, "So good, I left Rav Shimon. If it enters your mind, and according to the opinion of Rav Shimon, this the Rachmanati in Prika. Let the Torah write only the mitzvah of loading, and we not need to write the mitzvah of unloading. When I mean, and I would say, Matin the less late tzar balashayli like this in certain case, just as with regards to loading, where there is no potential suffering of animals, and there is no potential monetary loss to the owner. Chayiv, nevertheless, is chayiv. So Prika, these be tzar balashayim in a certain case." By prequel, where the Vershur is going to be at Tzar Malachan of Chazar Kis, that goes again, does not make sense that the Torah would obligate you to pay. If so, rather, with regards to what Allah did the Torah write, the mitzvah of unloading, I'm going to tell you no, prequel v'chinam, that in regard to unloading the burden, and that is free, t'yina b'sachar, but with regard to loaning, is performed with start. And according to Rishim, who holds that even loaning is performed for free, my time, what's the reason that the Torah writes the mitzvah of unloading? The answer is because the pasuks are not clearly defined. It's unclear which of the pasukim refers to loading and which refers to unloading. Had the Torah written one pasuk, it would have been interpreted to regards to unloading, and there would be no mucker that one needs to load or an animal. Why does Rav Shimon say that the pasukim are not clearly defined? Here it's written collapsed under its burden. And there it's written fallen down by the way. Which is mashal that both the animal and the burden are lying on the way and are in need of the loading. It's mashma on the way. But if Shimon says, Shimon explains that the psukim are not defined because falling down by the way could be understood as indicating that the animals are falling with their burden upon them and referring to unload. Amar Rava says, from the statement of both the Tanakh, we can learn that Tzar Balachayim is a Torah law. And even Rav Shimon disagree with the opinion of the Chacham only with the Psukim, El Mishum Gleim Misayim Mikra, because the Tzuk are not defined. Abu Misayim Mikra, the Shinat Tal B'chemer. But had the Psukim been clearly defined, we didn't have learned the same thing from a Tal B'chemer. Due to the fact there can be learned, that the Tzar Balasayim is Reid Aisa. Perhaps the Kal Vachomer is due to the fact that there is a fact, there is a factor of monetary loss in unloading and not in loading. This is what the Chachamim are saying. If in the case of loading, one fails to assist the owner, there is no potential monetary loss. Chayim, one is obligated to help load the animal. In the case of unloading, where if one fails to assist the owner, there is potential monetary loss. Is it not the more so the clear that one is required to unload the burden? But there's no potential monetary loss in loading. Are we not also dealing with a case where, in the meanwhile, while the owner waits for assistance, he will be prevented from bringing his merchandise to the marketplace to sell it? Alternatively, Ganovim, thieves, might come and take all the merchandise as they are with them. So therefore, no Kal Vachomer can be learned on the basis of Chasaron Kis. So it must be that it's referring to Tzar Bala Sain. Gemara adds another additional proof. Teita, know that the requirement to the Tzar Bala Chadir Aisa, know that the requirement to prevent suffering to animals is Midoy Aisa. Tani Seipa was taught in the later positive Mishnah of Yisik, where the Emre basically says, if there was a burden upon an animal greater than the typical burden, one need not attend it. As the Tata says, Tachas Masai, as the Tata says, other is burden. Masai Shechalamit, which means a burden that he can handle. Lad Mithal Tanakama Server Zakulay. We learn from here that the first time it holds that he must attend to unload a burden that is greater than the typical burden. In my time, Allah Mishul Tzar Bala Chayim D'Raisa must be because Tzar of suffering animals is a terror law. So Mar rejects the proof and says, Domo Batatas Maso Pligi. Perhaps it's with regard to the meaning of the phrase under his burden that they disagree. If Yesi Sabar or Tarat Dashina, we do hold Tatas Masai, which means Maso Shechalamit, but upon the Sabar, the Dashin Tatas Maso, we do not interpret the phrase under his burden the matter. Now, the Mar cites an initial rule. The Tate of the Tzar Bala Chayim D'Raisa know that the requirement to prevent suffering animals is not because it was taught in the Reisha, all of break butter. Since there's a mitzvah coming upon the you to unload the burden, unload it, the passerby is butter, break butter, if you hold the Tzar Bala Chayim D'Raisa, so Mali Yisla, what about the Mali Liki Lesla, what about the? Who cares if the owner's helping you or not? The mitzvah is the Tzar Bala Chayim, it's about the animals, not about the owner. So the Gemara says, no. I can really tell you that suffering animals is their daiso. We serve as part of the gamri. Does it mean that the guy is totally exempt? Maybe he says, no, I'll do it, but you have to pay me for it. This is what the Tanya says. When the owner is there, okay, do it for free. If the owner doesn't want to help, so you can charge for it. Okay, now the Gemara presents it. It's called the Simna Mnemonic, a series of proposed proofs citing for the Gemara. And this simon is Behemas, 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 Oyev Seyed Afzo. Leilim say, let us say that the Brisa supports Rav's opinion of the requirement to prevent Tzar Bala Chayim Mizderais. Why? Behemas, Goy Metabo Beke Emes Yisrael, one encounters the animals of a Goy collapsing under its burden, he tends to unload its burden as it will be a Yiddish animal. Now, Yiyamus Mishdev Tzar Bala Chayim Mizderais, if you say that the requirement to prevent suffering to animals is the isomption walking the top of the baby so that's why you have to tend to a British animal as a Yiddish animal. But if you say that the requirement to prevent Sarbala Chaim is not the isomption, and I'm a top of the baby so why does he tend to it as he would tend to the animal of a Yid? Must be the isomption. No. Also, there, the reason why one tends to a British animal as a Yiddish animal is Mushem Eva, because of we don't want to cause Kilashim and strife and enmity that would arise if the Goyim would see that Yidden are not helping.
Put it in the first. And then you got trouble.
Stop, and Eric dawned upon me. I don't know, it was questionable. What does it mean, hide to get there? What does it mean, hide to get there? You see a Masah, you see someone helping me. You see a guy. His car is stuck on the side of the river, pull him over. It's a misadid iso. It's reasonable to explain the brisa in this manner. The Tani, another brisa. If the animal of a goy was loaded with wine used for yayinesef, so the halacha is an animal collapsed under his burden. The halacha is ain't zok play, he does not attend. Now, if you say that the requirement to prevent Tzar Bala Chaim is not deid iso, that's what the terrorist says, do not attend to it. The yam is zeraisa. But if you say that the obligation is zeraisa, my ends of ula, why does he attend thing? Why are you not attending? Is it animal suffering? And for the Umar, this is what the Tanam is saying. The Gemara answers that, and to load the animal with wine used for Rabbi Dezara, that he does not attend it. Loading an animal does not alleviate its suffering. And the refusal for Rabbi Yit to handle Gai Nessa will not cause Eva, because he will explain that his religion. And he can say that my religion precludes him from handling these materials. Okay, next thing. One encounters the animal of a Goyisha collapsed under the burden of a Yid, so the halacha is he may refuse to unload the burden. As the Tanya says, you shall forgo. Now, yeah, I'm going to start by the Chaim D'Raisa. Amai v'chadalta, why could you forgo it? Also, Tazib, you have to help him. Or it says like this, let him start by the Chaim D'Raisa. Then, I can tell you the time of the Chaim D'Raisa. And over there, we're talking about, awesome, there's talking about loading. Probably, you want to, yeah, if so. Look at the seva. It says the animal of a yid collapsed under the burden of a goy. It's written as tazmi. And if the price for the is a loading, why does the price of Yisrael release it? The Mara said, "Mishum tzara d'Yisrael," because the case is suffering of a yid was delayed while waiting for the animal to be loaded. If so, that the lafa should be the same. Am I afilorishanami? Even the first clause. Why is it no requirement to prevent the suffering of a Jewish partner in that case? So the Ma'atzah says, the rule of the first clause is stated with regards to a Gentile donkey driver, and the Jewish owner of the burden is absent. The rule of the latter clause is referring to a Jewish donkey driver, and one is obligated to prevent the suffering. My Pasakta, on what basis did you arrive to this assertion that the animal of a Yid is driven by a Yid, and the animal of a Goy is driven by a Goy? So my answer is, the typical state of matters is that a person only follows his donkey. The first clause addresses the case of a goyish donkey. So we say, it's the driver's donkey, the goyish donkey, the driver's goy. The latter clause addresses the case of a good Jew's donkey. So we presume that who's the driver is a Yid. They didn't have Uber in those days. But isn't the possible of unloading the phrase, you shall forgo, and talking about paprika? Amalei, Omani, who is that? That Rabbi Yisrael. Well, Amar Tzavalei Chayim Labdei. Oh, Tzavalei Chayim Labdei Dais. Lashma, come in here, approve for the price. Oh, you have Lifrig Vesena Litzin. One encounters a friend whose animal collapsed and it's necessary to unload his burden. And one encounters an enemy who needs the assistance to lower the burden on the animal. Mitzvah Vesena, the mitzvah is to assist the enemy. The Lachta Vesitra in order to subject one's evil inclination. So the diet of Tzabar Lachan Dere Naisa, and if it enters your mind, that the requirement to prevent suffering by animals is Dere Naisa, or delay. That option to unload his friend's animals is preferable to course of action for him. Have the Gemara, you know, even so, the Lach of Azizia audit, in order to subjugate his Yitzhar, is preferable. And that's the last thing, Tashma, Sene Shomro, actually, we'll go to the Mishnah. Sene Shomro, Sene Shomro, Sene Shomro, the enemy with regards to which, right, there's a Mishnah there?
Really?
There's a Mishnah, right, that's done. Say the Shamro, say the Yisrael. Like say the Umasailum. The enemy, with regards, we said, is a Jewish enemy, not a Goy. Now, yeah, I'm a Sarbar Lechayim, Mali, say the Yisrael, Mali, say the Umasailum. If it's Sarbar Lechayim, is it Isa? What's the difference between the two? In either case, failure to unload the burden will cause the animal suffering. So my answer says, me, Sarbar, say the Krokoi. You maintain that the reference to the Brisa is the enemy applies to the enemy mentioned in the Pasit. I say the Maslizakoi, it applies to the enemy mentioned in the Brisa. In which the Tana taught that loading a burden onto the enemy's animals is preferable to unloading a burden from a friend's animal. Tashma, come and bring a. Yeah, we'll go to the mission. Tashma, Ravis Vilayat Afsar. Tayyas says collapse, but not collapse, sir. Ravis Vilayim, Takas Masay Vilayim Afraid. Takas Masay, Masay Shahalamari. Now, we are the star by the time that the Raisa, Mali Ravis, Mali Afsar, Mali Imit. What difference does it make to me if the animal collapsed? If it's a habitual collapse, or it's hard by the time there, I see you have to go always.
What's the difference in Ravitz?
Ravitz means collapse, but not the one who is a collapser. He's a.
What? Are you talking about the owner? That's who's blaming on the owner?
He's an habitual.
But the behavior?
The animal, yeah, the behavior. Okay.
In other words, then Ravitz stuck with authority, or what?
No, the Brisa says, Ravitz, or the Tanya says, collapse, belated after, but not somebody who collapses because he.
Regularly.
Regularly, this is what he does. He collapses, you know, stomachs because he. Whatever, he's sick, yeah.
Why did he collapse regularly? Because we have the bloated brain.
No, because he's a weak brain, man. Anyway, the point is that if it's Deir Daiso, there's no difference. So the Mar says, Amman, if it's simply the Amman, Sarbala Khadraba. Haram, the Sarbala, Tony Takas Masai, says, under his burden, Masai Shiach Alamad Bay. Now, which means a burden that he can handle. Man Shavas Lady Isla Iswara. Who did he hear that holds this reasoning? They said, Lili Shmami Gom. So he says, we must come, Mukhmas Lake and Abyssic Lili, and can you establish the price of the person's opinion of Abyssic Lili? Well, Tony Savit Takas Masai, but isn't it taught in later plays, under his burden? My favorite. But now, where it's unloaded, my limit fair. What is the meaning of when it's unloaded? Elam limit fair. Cloudy said to me, as though it doesn't, go at all. Oksivok and Tukumli. I'm sure the limit fair Mishkin. I'm a little bit stronger. My shamus laid easily high support. Rabbanon. Mercer says, Elam, raise the reset with it. Retina serving like Rabbanon. When it comes to loading, he owes in accordance with the Chachamim. Tara Rabbanon, he see that. Well, the Tara says, if you see a donkey, Yocha Filim Rochik. I would think that one is obligated, even if he sees the animal from a distance. That's what the Tanya says, if you encounter. Tanya says, if you encounter, I would think that actual encounter. That's what the Tanya says, if you see. What is seeing that there is an element of encounter? It's 7.5 portions, 2/15 of a meal. And this is a reese. Last thing, Tana, Sana, Brysa. After loading the burden onto the animal, one walks with him, parsa, to ensure that the burden will not fall. The burden will not fall again. And he can take
start if he wants.